Good evening. Welcome to the premiere episode of Classic Films and Dark Humor. I'm your host, Dr. Zeus, also known as Zeus. You see, I came into the love of classic cinema in 1999, thanks to the AFI. They would do those lists, 100 years, 100 movies, 100 years, 100 stars. A lot of debate. Who's the best? Who's not the best? Betty Davis was already dead, so I don't think she liked being number two to Katharine Hepburn, but at least she was higher than Joan Crawford. You know, so I'm sure she's happy about that. So welcome to this episode, people. I thought I had an audience. Let me see. Do I have them? Yes, I do. This isn't TCM, people. This is Classic Films and Dark Humor. We're going to analyze some shit. And yes, we're going to cuss a little. So I saw something today that kind of inspired me to create this. I already have another podcast, but I thought I got to create something that's parallel. And one of my friends had posted, "Old age ain't for sissies." And Betty Davis had a pillow that said, "Old age ain't for sissies." And Betty Davis lived to the ripe old age of 81. Okay. What? What a dump. But in actuality, she really said it as, "What a dump." But Edward Albee, with Virginia Woolf, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf, pumped it up. "Hey, what's that from? What a dump. What's that from, huh?" Remember that? I love Elizabeth Taylor. I love Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Her and Richard Burton. I mean, you know. I think now it couldn't be done. Because you look at Brad and Angelina and you're like, You know, the lips. Brad. Brad was okay. I mean, you know, but Angelina. Va, va, voom. You haven't heard that word in a long time, especially from someone of my generation. But see, I'm an old soul, and I look at classic film as just part of history, and it is history. It's world history, because there are great classic cinema from Europe and not just America. I don't, you know, and films with subtitles, people don't like them. "Hey, I got to read another damn book on film." And you know that's Homer Simpson right there. Come on. You know, and I'm not saying that people don't want to, oh, you know, they're stupid. Well, in today's society, it's hard to say because everyone is not everyone, but you know who is drinking the orange Kool-Aid and not in a good way. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about classic cinema. Classic cinema and how funny it was that someone like Joan Crawford, and I'm going to be honest with you, she was not totally straight. Look at her. That makeup, the shoulder pads. "Tina, bring me the axe." Yeah. She was just so butch looking. And in the early days, she wasn't really butch looking. And then she got, you know, a little more mature. And became the Joan Crawford that we all know. "You don't expect me to believe that, do you? I don't care what you believe. I'd like to slap your face. Why don't you try it?" Pew! And she breaks like a fucking glass, you know. And hey, it's Joan Crawford. And then she got together with her nemesis, maybe her secret crush,
Betty Davis, in "Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?"
"You know, Blanche, we got rats in the cellar." "But you are, Blanche, you are in that chair."
"I was just wondering who all those people were at the back door."
"It was nobody. Just that nosy neighbor, Mrs. Bates, talking about your picture last night."
"Oh, really? Did she like it?"
Yeah, that kind of shit. And, you know, Betty Davis didn't back down. Hello. She's got a song called Betty Davis Eyes. And then, of course, you know, she was mentioned in Madonna's Vogue. Madonna's going to turn 60 in a couple of days. So Whatever happened to Madonna's legs? Damn. Oh, people. Classic Hollywood. Okay, there's this gentleman, I forget his name, who wrote Tell All, who claims that he was the pimp to the Hollywood stars and that Katharine Hepburn was a slutty lesbian. All right, whether she was or not, I don't buy that shit. I don't look at Katharine Hepburn and think, whoa, she liked to get it down with women. I don't buy that. I don't buy it. Or that Spencer Tracy was gay. I don't buy it. I don't know. Maybe I want the Hollywood glitz and glamour, but I have gaydar. I don't see it. I truly don't. Now, Marlon Brando, on the other hand, he could fuck anything that walked. Let's ask
Richard Pryor.
Yeah, I know. We love Richard Pryor, don't we? Yeah, he's great. You know, that crazy motherfucker. I wonder what he would. Well, he was alive when Pulp Fiction came out. Because, you know, Samuel L. Jackson is basically paying tribute to him in that. It's funny. It's funny. My other podcast is Off the Wall. I feature music, so I can't really put it in this canon. So I figured I got to do something that's a little more friendly. So, because, you know, people don't want to hear me talk about other people. So I thought, well, why don't I talk about a subject that I know very well? I know about classic film. I know about the lesbianism. And I'm not talking about you, Katharine Hepburn. I'm talking about Marlene Dietrich. Yeah. I don't know. Well, right now I'm watching Written on the Wind. You got Rock Hudson, Dorothy Malone, who won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress, and Lauren Bacall, and that one guy who used to be on Inside Mysteries. Or not Inside Mysteries, Unsolved Mysteries. Thank you. It's been a long, long day. So this podcast is classic films and dark humor. If you look at the film The Thin Man, there's a lot of dark underlining humor because they're both drunks, but they're making it funny. They're not Arthur drunks, you know, hey, what time do you get old? You know, where Arthur could barely stand up. No. A good example is whenever Nick Charles, played by William Powell, would go to a crime scene, he's taking a drink. Yeah, someone would leave, you know, some alcohol on the table, and he just, you know, starts drinking. It's like, oh my God, don't you know where that's been? Shoot. But it's funny. It's funny. And then this film, you know, takes place right after Prohibition. So, you know, everyone is just really thirsty for some booze. They smell of it. Oh my goodness, people. I look at classic cinema now and I love it. Oh, you in those classic films. Yeah. I don't think so. Homie, don't play that. Whoa, look at Dorothy Malone. You know what's interesting about... Look, she's stroking some kind of object on screen. It's not Rock Hudson because, you know, he's not that kind of a method actor. Yeah. Tab Hunter, too. Tab Hunter just died recently. Good-looking man. It's like, whoa, he was, you know... Anthony Perkins, chippy. But you know, Anthony Perkins supposedly struggled with his sexuality and finally said, I'm going to settle with women and not mother. Because, you know, he's synonymously known for Psycho. So, you know, tonight's episode is going to be brief. And then tomorrow we're going to dive right in, you know, like Esther Williams, you know, the mermaid who could do it all. Maybe, I don't know. I never saw her at the bathhouses, but you know, that's another thing. Hollywood and the celluloid closet. We're going to talk about that. Vito Russo, who really brought Hollywood out of the closet, you know. And I'm going to talk about Fried Green Tomatoes. If you like Fried Green Tomatoes, I hope you know it's a lesbian romp. Because Ruth and Iggy, that bee charm. There's always been an underlying thing. Okay, is Jessica Tandy really edgy? In the movie, she is. In the book, she's not. I don't know. It's hard to say. But here's, you know, we know one thing's for sure.
Are you crazy? Thanks to girls. I'm older and I have better insurance.
You have to watch that scene. That's a classic film from the 90s. If you didn't live through the 90s, as Robin Williams would say about the 60s,
you weren't really there.
Oh, we're going to talk about him. Oh, my God. What an icon. I loved him. You know, Prince of Tides. Yeah, it was good. But my favorite has got to be Dead Poet Society. I almost said Dead Man Walking. That's Sean Penn. Now, that's a good performance right there. Classic films. What is a classic film? Well, we could put the 90s in there. The 2000s, not yet. It's still fresh. It's still very, very fresh. I mean, you know, A Single Man kind of harkens back to that era with Colin Farrell. But I don't know. I wouldn't put it in there. I have a really bad cold, but it doesn't affect my performance, you know. I mean, okay. Here's looking at you, kid. I still have not watched The Stuff the Dreams Are Made Of. Yeah. I haven't watched, you know, the Falcon. Mm-mm. I will eventually. I have the Blu-ray somewhere. DVD, Blu-ray. What can I say? I've seen Anti-Mame about a million times. And, you know, that moment gets me every time, you know. Is the English lady sick, Auntie Mame? Oh, no, she's not English. She's just from Pittsburgh. But she sounded English. Well, when you're from Pittsburgh, you have to do something. Yeah. So we're going to leave it there. This is the podcast. Dark humor. Well, I fucked it up right there. Classic films in dark humor. Yeah. So good night, everyone. This is the premiere episode. I feel I've already done the syllabi. You know, my mother's a professor, so I can say that. Yeah, clap. I'm not one yet. Maybe I'll just... This is my classroom, people. I'm going to teach you all about classic humor and dark films. Oops, I really messed that one up. You can tell I'm tired. Is he drunk? No, I'm tired. Classic cinema and dark humor. We're going to also talk about some Marilyn Manson. Good night and...
What a dump!